And now we're going to revisit an Iraq veteran whose name may be familiar to many of you. Tammy Duckworth is an Illinois National Guard member who lost both legs in a helicopter crash in Iraq. She returned home, recuperated, and ran for U.S. Congress last year as one of the so-called fighting Dems, candidates who had war experience. She was narrowly defeated in that race. Soon after, the governor of Illinois appointed Duckworth to serve as the director of the state's Department of Veteran Affairs. Major Duckworth's personal story was in the news again this week when the Chicago Tribune reported that her husband, a fellow member of the National Guard, is being deployed in support of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Tammy Duckworth and her husband, Major Brian Bowlesby, sat down to talk with us earlier today from their home in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. Major Bowlesby said the timing of his deployment was a bit of a surprise.
It was a year earlier than I had expected. I had sort of started to plan on deploying next year because the unit that I was in at the time, I knew that they would be deploying next year, and started to plan on how we would modify the house and that kind of thing over the course of the next year so Tammy would be able to get around and be able to function without me here. So it was a little abrupt, and it was a little bit of a surprise, but it should not have been. I've known for 19 years that it could crop up at any time.
I'd like to bring your wife, Tammy Duckworth, into this. It sounds like you had been bracing yourself for this news, but how did that conversation go when your husband told you that he was going to be deployed?
You know, my initial, it takes your breath away. And any family that goes through this, it takes your breath away when you first hear it. It was really kind of like the other shoe dropping. We knew it was coming. And in a way, it's good to know, okay, this is when it's happening. And now we can brace ourselves and start our preparation so that he can go and do his job.
Did you discuss this, though, between the two of you, whether or not he should go? Did you ever consider an exemption?
It's not anything we really discussed. We both know that he would go.
Brian?
Yeah, this is what a soldier does. So when it's your time to go and serve, it's your time to go and serve, and it's that time for me right now.
It's a bit of a role reversal for the two of you, and I know that you've been talking to each other, actually advising each other on being now in the opposite position. Tammy, how have you been helping your husband prepare for going to Iraq?
Well, the first thing I did was offer to give him all of my combat maps. So he's going to get my full map set, and then he's going to take over the gear that I took to Iraq with me. So in a very basic way, you know, he's already got a lot of the supplies that he's going to need. My role, you're right, it's been reversed, and it's kind of interesting because I've always been the one that deployed, and now the shoe's on the other foot, and I'm sitting here going, wow, this is what it's like to be the one that gets left behind and to be worried about your loved one. But it's something that all of the spouses are going through right now.
Major Bowlesby, what advice have you offered your wife in dealing with now your absence? You've been in that position.
Well, I appreciate how lonely it gets. And I do think that might be the rougher role, is the one being home, not knowing exactly what's going on. When you're there and you're involved in your mission, you can work 16, 18 hours a day and not think about anything else. But when you're at home, all the possibilities kind of crop up and you have time to think about things and start taking counsel of your fears if you're not careful. Luckily, though, Tammy's already been there once. So we have some advantages over some other families who may not be dual military and might not have some concept of what's going to happen when the one deployed spouse actually gets to theater.
Major Duckworth, you're not going to be just dealing with emotional challenges. You, it seems, would also face physical challenges in Brian's absence. How much do you rely on him physically every day, and how are you going to prepare for that when he's gone?
Well, I rely on my husband so many ways every day, emotionally, but physically, the physical challenges. You know, he does a lot of things for me that I can do, but they're just difficult. Something as simple as gassing up my pickup truck. If I am happening to be in a wheelchair one day when I'm not wearing my prosthetic legs, it's almost impossible to put gas in my car myself. And my husband takes care of that. And he shovels the snow off of the wheelchair ramp into the house and a lot of those things. But I do want to stress that it's not any different than challenges that other families are going through as well as they're preparing to leave. You know, if you have a family with children and the husband and the wife take turns taking the kids to daycare, those are all physical things and chores that the spouse will now be doing on their own. And I think what it's going to help me is that in my job with this Veterans Affairs Department here in the state is, even though I already knew, I'm going to know on a very personal basis what the spouses and the families are going through. And I think it will help me do my job better.
In talking to military spouses, it sounds like there's often a rush of activity before the actual deployment. What is on your honey-do list?
Well, we need to build another ramp. Right now, the only ramp we have to our house is out the front door, and it's the one that gets snowed in. So we're going to have to build another ramp in the garage. We probably have to move everything from the upper shelves in the house to a lower shelf, because Brian knows me. If it's up there and I want it, I'll probably try to climb up and get it, and that'll annoy him. Because I'm stubborn. And, you know, everything from the most mundane to some of the more serious things. We need to make sure Brian has a will written and all of those things as well.
Brian, it probably will come as no surprise to you, but your wife has often been described as someone who is fiercely independent.
Oh, I think I'd agree with that.
Even so, are you trying to put a support system in place so someone will be there if she does need help when you're not around?
Yes, and we're trying to do as much as we can in terms of house maintenance and that kind of stuff. We'll probably have some contracts with someone to cut the grass and to shovel the snow. And those are the kind of things that I'm going to need to feel a little better about not being here when she may need me. But there's a lot of services that we can take advantage of. Hopefully at some point I'll be able to convince myself that she's going to be absolutely fine. Although one thing I've learned over the past 16 years is this is one pretty tough chick. And I've seen her go through things and endure things that, they would have probably killed other people. So, excuse me.
It's okay.
I don't think that actually she's going to have too many problems. It'll be a little hard for me to get the idea that she's not going to have any problems, but realistically, I've seen her go through a whole lot. She's pretty resourceful, and like I say, she's pretty tough. So if I can just get an emotional handle on that, I'm sure that she'll be fine.
Well, thanks so much to both of you for spending some time with us today. All the best to both of you.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Major Tammy Duckworth is director of the Department of Veterans Affairs in Illinois. Her husband, Major Brian Bowlesby, is heading off to Kuwait next month with his National Guard unit. It is his first deployment in 19 years. You can hear a profile of Tammy Duckworth and learn more about her run for Congress at our website, npr.org.